Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And this is a unique show that we're going to do. Doug and I've done a ton of shows together on the Intel Report. Doug from American Vindicta and myself from the Common Sense Show. Together, we are the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And we've done a lot together, but we've never done a prediction show. And, this is going to air on the 2nd of January because the way the holiday falls. But we're going to make some predictions, and I'm going to follow on Doug's lead here and make some major predictions about what we think we can expect in 2024. And we hope you find value in this, and forewarned is forearmed. And speaking of that, you need to be thinking about the parallel economy. Marjorie Taylor Greene is actually starting to talk about this some, and I totally agree with what she's saying, as she was just SWAT team for the 8th time, along with Senator Scott from Florida. It shows you what the Democrats really are, doesn't it? That they have to SWAT team and risk the lives of their opponents in Senate and the House. How ridiculous is that? But anyway, long story short, do you have your food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools? You need to. And the first step is to have your food. You come to my door, as much as I'd love to, I can't help you. I've got to take care of my own family. You need to take care of yourself. Now, how do you do that? Well, my Patriot Supply is as good as it gets, 25-year shelf life. Okay. The food is basically restaurant quality. You can live on this. Now, I've been criticized for selling the food because it's high in calories. Well, yeah, that's the idea. You're eating to survive. You want it to be high in calories. In fact, 2,000 calories per day in the 3 servings you get. Lots of diversity in the food so you don't get sick of eating it. And there's a great sale involved. So all the reasons are there for you to get involved with this. And they deliver it in discreet packaging. And may I suggest that you hide it, at least some of it, because anything that promotes independence, this administration's going to go after. Eventually, they'll regulate or try to outlaw everything that we do to counter their control over us. But I would recommend that you move on this right away, the way you do it. Just go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. Well, we're going to prepare for 2024. And Doug, there's so many different directions we can go on this. But of all the things that you look at here, what captures your attention the most?
Well, that's a loaded statement. What captures my attention the most? There's a lot of stuff going on with politics, but there's always a lot of stuff going on with politics. There's wars and rumors of wars, but aren't those always happening?
Yes.
I guess you could say, as a preacher, as a minister of the Word of God, the thing that I notice is the growing apostasy worldwide in the church. Everything that's happening here in America, let's co-locate here to just in America, that we have going wrong is because the church is weak. The church has not represented itself anymore within the government, within the people. And we, as the church, have grown quiet. And because we've grown quiet, wars have spread. Because we've grown quiet, laws are broken. Illegal laws are created left and right because who's getting out shaking the cage anymore?
I agree.
Who is going out to these politicians and holding them accountable? Do you expect them to hold themselves accountable?
No.
Do you expect law enforcement to hold them accountable? Do you expect our enemies to hold them accountable? It's we the people. We the people are divisive, divided, hateful, spiteful, self-indulgent, self-important. It's all about me and what I can get in the now. And we're not investing in our future for our children. We're definitely not remembering those who invested in our future in the past. And so we're allowing America to be destroyed from within. And yeah, you can blame communism from the 1960s and their plans, the Perestroika plans. Yeah, you can blame Obama and all the crap that he's done and every president since and Freemasonry and Flat Earth, and you can blame everything. But the first thing that gets blamed is the church. What have we done? What have we not done? We'll be judged for what we say. We'll be judged for what we don't say. We'll be judged for what we do. And we'll be judged for what we don't do. So let's get that right out first. Moving forward, politically, I have never seen a more divided and unstable American government in current history, like the one we have now, and comparing, Dave, comparing this American government to anything in the past, even in the beginnings of the nation during the Revolution in the 1700s, we were a more stable foundation then because of our Judeo-Christian resolution within our people, our willingness to be independent, our willingness to, for one thing, have Philadelphia for one another, to help one another. Farming was what it was to be an American. Exploration was what it was to be an American. Living a hard life that you carved out of the wilderness with your own two hands, building your own empire here with your own two hands, that was what established America and our esprit de corps for freedom, our willingness to fight empires who wanted to rule us. We are the descendants of men and women who would not be ruled so easily. We are a rebellious nation. The problem is, originally we were rebellious for righteous reasons. Now we're rebellious for unrighteous reasons.
Yeah, let me highlight what you're saying here. You're so right on the money. And I like how you identified it as a government problem. HHS, Human Health Services Director Rachel Levine. Okay, I'm sure you know, transgender. Okay, that's your right to do that. And no, I don't want to lock people up, and I don't want to deny them employment or housing or anything else. I don't want to deny their civil rights. But, Doug, you know I'm trained as a mental health professional. And in my training, DSM-4R, DSM-5, people that had gender dysphoria and leading into transgender, it used to be a requirement that you had to go through psychological evaluation before you were even allowed to have those operations. And I'm serious. You had to sit down with a surgeon and a psychologist and process the reasons why, because it was generally thought this is not a normal thing to do. And it wasn't meant to be judgmental and cast people in a negative light. It was to say, we're as a profession, we want to make sure we're helping people make the right decisions. But let me tell you how reprobate this got. Okay, so Rachel Levine is what she is, or it is, or he is, whatever you want to call the person. But they were asked by someone in the media, and I heard this interview, I think it was just yesterday I heard this. Okay, you made your decision, Secretary Levine, but why should we allow kids before the age of 18? You want to hear the horse crap answer that this person gave? Levine said, well, puberty can be a tumultuous time and kids should be able to escape their gender. I almost fell out of my chair. I mean, this is so reprobate. And we used to judge people, and I think rightly so, the vast majority of people that want to engage in gender change have other presenting mental disorders. This was established in DSM, which is the Bible of mental illness. It was established in the research done by DSM-4R. It's not judgmental. It was analytical. And the purpose of the profession was to help people adapt. Okay. And now we're presenting this as a holier than thou. This is more preferential to our administration than it is a man and a woman who get married and have children. Can you believe we're at this point, where transgenderism is preferable in the eyes of our rulers as opposed to normal heterosexual marriage?
Absolutely, I can. Because where is the church? Look,
The church is rewriting the Bible. Look at the Pope.
the Pope is Antichrist.
I agree.
I care not for all my Catholic friends out there for your opinions about the Pope if you like him. I don't like him. You can follow the fake apostate, or the fake apostle, excuse me. He is absolutely apostate and leading the other side of the apostasy.
Yes.
Currently in Canada, Canada, a 50-year-old transgender swimming competition competitor guy competed. I'm trying to keep my composure. He competed in a swimming competition for 13-year-old girls, claiming to be a 13-year-old girl, got dressed and showered with 13-year-old girls, and it's okay with them. You can watch this on Rebel News. It's called Swim Ontario, Protecting 50-Year-Old Man Swimming with 13-Year-Old Girls. Okay, here I'll show you. This is the thing. Oop, there you are. All right.
I don't even have words to describe how reprobate this is.
So if one of my children, I was a powerlifter, right? Well, still am. If one of my children were in a powerlifting meet, all right, one of my daughters is in a powerlifting meet, and there's a 50-year-old man who identifies as a 13-year-old girl wanting to do a powerlifting meet and goes into the same locker room with my daughter or girls, you're going to meet the grizzly bear inside that locker room. And you're not going to survive it. There is a difference. All right, I'm going to get a little biblical here. There's a difference in being mentally ill because you actually have a psychological problem. You have to be monitored and observed. Some of your rights have actually been taken away because you can't make good choices for yourself. Okay, you have to go to Social Security. You get an SSI paycheck because you are mentally ill and diagnosed there, such as, and then being a reprobate predator, where you are appealing to your sexual desires, to wanting to be around teenage girls in skin tight swimsuits, and you're competing with them as a 50-year-old man. What you are is a predator. What you are is exactly what Christ warned about. Keep your hands off the kids. Stay away from the kids. Do not hurt these little ones. Or else it'd be better for you to be tossed into the sea with a millstone around
Millstone
your
tied
neck.
around your neck.
All right.
Exactly. Yeah. Good biblical reference there. Good biblical reference.
Let me introduce yourself. You see me? I am Mr. Millstone. Should you do anything like that to my child?
I
I don't
agree.
care. And I know too many fathers that feel the same way. But when I see this happening in Canada and I see bleachers filled full of parents watching this happen, you know for a fact there's a man with the sexual genitalia of a man who is getting naked in front of your teenage daughter, you do nothing about it, then you deserve what comes to you.
So, in a predictive sense, you think we're going to see more of this in 2024?
What is God supposed to do with people who cast away the protection of their own children? You know what he did to Babylon? Do you know what he did to Sodom and Gomorrah? Do you know what he did to Rome? Do you know what he did to Jerusalem, to Judah? The same thing he's going to do to America. So I'm shifting so far away from politics and worrying about politics because these reprobates, no matter what they have in front of their name, a D or an R, they are no longer in it for us. If there's two or three or four or five, that's not enough to save this country.
I agree. I agree with you.
If the church sits on their hands and does not press the issue, don't expect anything to be done. Don't complain about Pharaoh on the throne and then about all the calamities that happen afterwards when America has become Egypt. Well, why is our rivers all covered in blood? Well, did you do anything about Pharaoh? Well, no. Well, why are there frogs raining from the sky? Well, did you do anything about Pharaoh? Did you do anything about the false gods you idol worship? Did you do anything about any of the children that you put on the altars of Baal and burn alive, which now we call that what? Planned Parenthood. We do the exact same thing. Solomon was right. There's nothing new under the sun anymore. We are in a vicious cycle of human behavior that is manipulated by Satan, by his underlings, and the church sees it. And what are the ministers doing? What are the men and women of God doing? Well, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. And keep putting your donations in the donation bowl, and we'll see you once a week, twice a week. There'll be beans and barbecue afterwards. By the way, make sure you're here for Easter because we all know Easter bunnies and chocolate eggs have to do something with Christ, right? And so does Christmas and Santa Claus and snowmen and penguin and reindeer. It has nothing to do with salvation anymore. The church has nothing to do with salvation anymore. The church has almost nothing to do with dragging people back to the cross and saying, repent and live. Instead, it's be happy, enjoy
Okay.
your life.
All right, I agree. Okay. So, let's put this down as a major prediction coming. More perversion to come,
Oh, my Lord,
and the
yes.
parents like yourself and other parents are going to have to stand up and I'll tell you, every woman in an NCAA sport where they allow men to play, they should just say, we're not going to play the sport. And just let the transgender men compete against each other. Okay. Seriously, and
I
this
mean,
needs to happen everywhere. Hey, if there's a high school track meet and you got a man running in it, then the other girl shouldn't run. Let him run by himself.
you're a basketball coach, okay? I was a powerlifting coach. The point when you're training boys or you're training girls, there is a split in the competition
Yes,
for a
exactly.
reason,
For a reason,
okay?
yes.
So when especially let's say girls, when we're raising up the daughters to be a certain way, and sports is to help them not to be more competitive, but to be a better version of themselves and to
Yes.
teach them life-giving skills,
Yeah.
and to help them become a little bit more mature and have a better mindset and better capabilities. And then you throw a guy in there who is going to destroy them. So I'm a rugby player, all right? Love playing rugby. And now there are guys my size in the women's league. Look, I know I look kind of skinny on camera, but at 304 pounds, you don't go head to head with me as a woman.
I hear what you're
Like
saying, Doug. It's
this is madness.
it, well, it, what they're trying to do is destroy womanhood, the sanctity of womanhood,
Where are the
the
feminists?
beauty, the beauty of no, the, no, the feminists have been silenced because they don't want to be censored. That's why.
Well, once again, hey, here's the same thing I used to blame my buddies that are still in law enforcement. You ignore the laws that are broken. We moan, gripe, and complain about the laws that we don't enforce anymore. Crime's running rampant. American citizens are terrorized by terrorism, by illegal immigration, by their own politicians, by their own citizens because of crime. And law enforcement keeps having more restraints put on it. And law enforcement's not speaking out. law enforcement's not doing what they should be doing and what they're paid to do. Instead, they go, well, they said I have to ignore this, but I got to enforce that. And, you know, that's the law, and the judge makes the law, and I don't write the law. I just enforce the law. Okay.
So another prediction, lawlessness will continue. I agree. Listen, I want to go on to other things, but I want to just say this to support what you're saying. I'm not a fan of Ted Cruz because he's all talk and no action. And the same with John Cornyn, your two senators from Texas where you live. But they did give a press conference on, I believe it was YouTube. It wasn't covered in the mainstream media. And they went on patrol with the Border Patrol. And they encountered child sex traffickers that the Border Patrol said they couldn't arrest. And then they also uncovered people that had incendiary devices. And they couldn't arrest them. They just seized the devices. We're not enforcing our laws. That's the point you're making. And you're exactly right. But at the fundamental risk of what you're saying about not enforcing our laws, we're killing babies after they're born, and it's going to only get worse. And we're not enforcing crimes against women. When you put a 50-year-old man in a locker room with 13-year-old girls and there's nakedness involved, that's the extreme perversion. That's victimizing these girls. I don't care. I don't care if that pervert touched one of them.
Listen,
it's psychologically
this.
Damaging.
Listen, that's the reporter from Rebel. From Rebel News, great outlet, by the way. I really respect. They are the only news in Canada anymore.
Yeah, I agree.
The reporter was reading off the actual bylaws to the owner of this place, this establishment, and he said that has nothing to do with what we're doing here because human rights laws supersede that. It's like, hold on. Like UN laws supersede what's going on here in Canada. So because of the UN and some decree that they made, because who is the UN really? That can affect what was happening here in Canada. And you let a pedophile around all these children? Listen, Canada, our neighbors of the North, you have lost control of your country.
That's true.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
We're not much better here, Doug.
No, no, we're not. No, look, here's a good prediction for 2024. You better start learning how to speak Cantonese and Mandarin.
I agree. You predict we're going to be, well, we're already being occupied to some degree with, I've covered this, all the Chinese troops and their troops coming across our border right now.
Yep.
Do you think
that's a real thing happening in Texas?
Yeah. Well, no kidding. Do you think that we're actually going to see the weaponization of these immigrants on a predetermined signal to have like a Tet offensive against American citizens?
I think the capability is there. The capability, manpower wise, is there. People know nothing about the border. People know nothing about what's going on. And people need to stop listening to Fox News and the White House and Homeland Security for that. Here's a guy who worked there for 10 years. They are telling you lies. We don't have, you know, what, 8 million illegal immigrants in this country. We probably, realistically, have maybe 30 to 40 million people in this country that are not documented. That's a reality. Since Bush to now, especially Obama to now, that is a reality. Because there's the old adage, however much they say we caught times by three, that's what we didn't catch.
I thought it was times six, the getaways. Is it times three?
Well, when I was still doing it, it was times three.
Okay.
You know, and how many of those are felons, murderers, Satanists, occultists, terrorism? They're pedophile ringleaders. They're child sex traffickers, drug traffickers, weapon traffickers, weapons manufacturing for improvised explosives devices. How many of them are spies? How many of them are here to kidnap people, harass people, and assassinate people, right? all of it, all of them. Occasionally, there's a sprinkle of families that'll get in. And look, people are all worried about, in him and Homing, about the Chinese military coming over here. We're already defeated by their companies. Name a governor that's not on the pay list. Name a school that's not getting some sort of income from the CCP. Universities, colleges, high schools, these other small companies. Name a tech company that doesn't have a check coming in from China. Name a former United States congressman who is now a lobbyist that's not getting paid by China. Because last time you and I covered this last year, there was over 30 that are just former Republicans. Two of them were speakers of the House.
Mm-hmm.
So we're bought out from within. So when China does eventually make it here, which will probably be based off a Dmitry Duneman vision after a civil war or some sort of conflict that this government takes advantage of, which makes me think they push the conflict so that
they
it
want
happens.
It. I agree.
Right? There's events that are driving narratives, and then there's a collision factor. They're already going to be ready for it. The laws are going to be wrote for it. Kigali principles, presidential directives, national security events, you name it. And the thing is about 2023, and Jamie Walden and I were going over this, is everything despicable that could have happened and been exposed has happened. The child sex trafficking stuff, yes, it's very horrific, but they just recently came out with a new child sex trafficking thing. That's saying that, and the article escapes me. I have it somewhere. I was talking about it on my last podcast that what Epstein did, this new pedophile ring, they're declaring to be 1,000 times bigger. And the first name that pops up is Joe Biden. All right. The judge who's working the Jeffrey Epstein case for Amanda Guthrie, I think that's how you say her name. She was one of the victims of Epstein. She's going to expose 170 names given to the judge. The judge is going to let it all out here in a couple weeks. So there you go. That's going to happen in 2024. You got political pundits and CBS and CNN saying expect a black swan event to happen because of some unknown traumatic event in 2024. We know for a fact when the Democrats and Republicans are in some sort of big trouble, something happens. 9/11 happens. The economy crashes, right? There's always some big event. We go to war. The riots are happening. There's always something that takes the eyes off of what's happening for the people, and it makes you distracted. Now focus on this. Oh, by the way, aliens, right? Aliens. Everybody ooh and all over aliens.
Do you think we're going to have a Black Swan event? And if so,
absolutely.
Do you think it's going to be grid down?
Absolutely. I've been saying it because everything's leading
it for three
to
years.
It.
Yeah, you've been saying it for 3 years.
Everything's leading to that.
Mm-hmm.
Russia and China cannot take us on. Russia, China, Pakistan, Iraq, Afghanistan, Iran, North Korea, Venezuela could all attack us at once, and we would still, with the American population, fight them off and most likely win. Catastrophic it would be, most likely win, right? If you invade us. But why do that? Why do that when you can just simply knock out the power, disperse chemical and biological agents, and let the petri dish of America happen? Let us kill ourselves for a year, destroy the economy. The economy is now absolutely nothing. There's no embargoes, don't mean anything anymore if no one can get anything. You have one day of water in America. Did you know that? One day of water. If you live in the city or in the county and you are connected to your city water, power goes out where you get water. You have, it's estimated, when I was doing a show on the Nuclear EMP Commission, we have one day of water on the store shelves, one day of water in the transportation and the trucking. So if the trucks can get to Walmart in your local area when the power goes out, that day, water's gone. If the trucks don't get there the next day, you have no water. Okay, think of the Serengeti in Africa and what happens where there's water. Where the herd animal goes, the predator animals go.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
So if you got to go to a place where there's food, where there's medicine, where there's water, where there's guns, there's ammo, expect conflict. So the conflict will naturally just occur, like COVID will naturally occur, and all these other things will, quote, naturally occur again, right? I mean, man, you and I have been talking about this for a few years now. Release Ebola, and then cut out the lights. And you don't have to do it West Coast to East Coast. You can strategically take out the power and destroy this country. It's nine substations, Dave. There's nine substations that connect the East Coast grid to the West Coast grid. If you take out nine of those substations, the entire power grid for Texas, the East Coast, and West Coast, which also connects into northern Mexico and southern Canada, completely goes down. Completely goes down. And that means we have to then find a way to get the system back up. And if everything is overloaded, then that's a lot of work that we got to do. And if computers aren't on, then what's controlling all the ones and zeros telling everything to open and close and turn on and turn off? The entire SCADA system is down now. People don't understand the technical side of this.
What do you mean
They
by
just,
SCADA? Tell the audience what you mean by that.
well, a SCADA system is just a computer programming that tells things to open and close, tells valves close, tells valves open, tells switches turn on, tells switches turn off. If you have natural gas that is being pumped into your area that is a power generating station and it closes itself off because of probably a fail safe, it naturally closes off the valve. And that pipeline, which is not capped, is still pushing natural gas into that pipe. What do you have? A buildup of PSI and pressure, eventually a big damn explosion. All right, this has happened in America, I think, three or four times. It happened in Britain. The one that was in Britain, I believe, or London, that was so bad, they lost power for 4 months. Okay, lose power in America for 2 months. Watch what happens. I lived through Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane Rita. We lost power for because where our house was, where me and my wife grew up in Southeast Texas, right there in the border of Louisiana, over all the swamps are. You ever watch Swamp People? That's where we're from. When the power went out in our area, it got hectic. I mean, it got bad. Looters were being shot all the time. They had law enforcement that were on the two highways that led from Louisiana into our side of Texas, and State Patrol and all these other officers, local city, county, whatever. And then they just had school buses that were lined up. And what they were doing with their checkpoints, getting into our town, because we evacuated where our family's ranch is. They got your ID. Where are you going? Well, I'm going, to here. Okay, what's that location at? They're asking you, verifying, trust but verify. Where are you going to, right? Because they had so many looters. So you think what they were doing is they were checking wants and warrants. And if you had anything, your car was parked, you were arrested, and you were put on a school bus. And they were loading people into school buses. So don't think those things don't happen. Don't think confiscation of weapons don't happen either. And then the absolute chaos, we were in the absolute disaster zone because in our area, it had gotten like 11 to 12 feet of water. In some places, houses were completely overwater. We had
Right.
alligators, crap everywhere. That's just a localized event from a hurricane. Imagine West Coast to East Coast.
You know, with the grid down,
Yeah.
the hospital chaos would be incredible.
It would be horrific.
Yeah, people wouldn't be going to work. Services would not be offered, and products would not be delivered, which is why I say food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. Marjorie Taylor Greene's right. We need a parallel economy. We need a parallel grid system too. We need a parallel communicate. We need to just break away. But the problem is, Doug, is there's two kinds of people. Most people just want to be left alone, and then there are those who won't leave them alone.
Yep. Yeah, those
That's
are
who we're
called
dealing with.
politicians.
Yeah, no kidding. They think they have the right to tell us how to live. What about the military? Do you have any predictions there?
War. Middle East war again.
You think it's going to expand? I do.
Well, I mean, Venezuela and Guyana are about to go to war with each other if they and Brazil if they haven't already. Russia and Ukraine have not stopped with their combat operations. The entire Middle East is in a combat operation mode right now, and to include the Northern Africa. Algeria is ready to cut off their straits. The Strait of Hormuz is being ready to cut off. China's threatened to get their navy involved. Our navy is just out sitting by itself. I'm not sure if it's been recalled yet or not. And then we have Israel. And Israel is telling every nation that has anything to do with it, be on our side, come and fight for us, come and help us. And some are helping and some aren't. And, everyone has different ideas about Israel right now and all that. That's kind of irrelevant to me. But, Bible prophecy is more of what I look at, not so much the government, because the government of Israel is corrupt. It's super corrupt.
Yeah.
Netanyahu is corrupt. They're all corrupt. They're politicians. They're all corrupt.
Child traffickers.
Yeah, I mean they're all corrupt. The Palestinians are no better, okay? But war is hell. Innocent people die. These things happen. What's worse is how they're trying to create this worldwide catastrophic episode so that they can completely rewrite what? The monetary system. That's the reason. Why does every nation right now have a debt ceiling that is beyond trillions and trillions and trillions? Well, we're like $130 or $170 trillion dollars in debt. What a number, right? And still, they want your taxes, though. Go ahead. We're $170 trillion dollars in debt. Don't file your taxes. See what happens. So, while all this is happening, while all the businesses are waiting to collapse and shut down their stores, all the economies are ready to collapse from the BRICS to the petrol dollar. What is coming? This centralized billing, this global currency that everybody's talking about, everybody's ready to go with, which, by the way, will be your social credit score, which, by the way, they'll be able to lock you out of your home, out of your car, out of your computer, which also gives them full reason to spy on you. Here's the latest thing. Who is it? There's a cell phone provider. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, it's T-Mobile.
T-Mobile, yeah,
Yeah.
is going to start restricting you and for text message violations of their
No,
service.
they're gonna find it.
And they're
Well,
going to fine
here's
you
what
for
they're doing.
Second Amendment conversations.
I looked into this. It's not just Second Amendment.
I'm sure it's not.
I looked into this, Doug. Right now, it's not individual user. If you send me a text on T-Mobile and I receive it on T-Mobile, okay, they're not gonna regulate that yet. But if you send it to me and to Jamie Walden at the same time, now you fall under a business practice and they can fine you $500 for violating what they call hate speech. And of course, they define what hate speech is.
Of
Hey, look,
course.
I don't like Biden. We need to get him out of there. He's reprobate, blah, blah. Hate speech, $500 fine. First of all, there's no due process there whatsoever. They think they're judge, jury, and executioner. Now, when you call them, I did a story on this and it went fairly viral, as much as I can go viral anymore, but it went fairly viral. And people were telling me, based on your story, I called T-Mobile and they're denying they're doing it. But Doug, that's bullshit because I read the terms of service. The terms of service are public. So they can deny it all they want when people call in, but the terms of service are there. I published the terms of service on a video I did. Now, eventually, they're going to make it one-to-one.
Well, these are the same people, Dave, who want to regulate your speech. They want you to be demasculated. They don't want the nuclear family. They don't want you to have any freedoms, no free speech, no firearms. Cut the genitalia off your kids. Go worship Satan, and we'll see you at church on Sunday. That's America right now, right? So, once again, I always relate back to the problem starts with the church. But you have to understand the root of this problem right now is that everything that's being done, and I'll let you talk about the central bank digital currency. I'm not sure if you got anything new updated on that, but
Actually, I do. Yes. Go ahead, though.
it's all leading to a global digital currency, digital ID, digital platforms, blah, blah, blah. You can't buy, sell, or trade list. You have all these digital craps. It's all leading to the infrastructure of the Antichrist and then the beast system. That is what the whole world is turning itself towards. The great apostasy has already happened. It's been happening since Jesus came. We are in it. It's been happening. People are absolutely Antichrist right now before the Antichrist is even on the scene. Just wait till he's here. But until then, the buildup in the technology has to come to that event. So, what's now going on, Dave, with the whole CBDC?
Well, CBDC could be a red herring, Doug, and I'm going to give you some speculation here. Listen, CBDC can come in very easily under FedNow, even if it's defeated as a direct proposal associated with the Federal Reserve. And it will come with social credit, and you will own nothing, and you won't be happy, but they will be. But let me tell you what I've looked at here, and there are a number of us who feel this way. I think the real danger might be a digital ID. A digital ID can be equally tied to social credit. And I don't think you need both to get total control over society. It's either CBDC, where you control someone's money, or it's digital ID, where you basically control people's money because you'll be spending everything through digitized tokens that you may even take as with an implanted chip. I think it could go either way. What I tell you some people are saying now is that CBDC is a red herring, Trojan horse designed to take attention away from digital ID, which is the real threat. I don't know. I will tell you this though, where I was at once saying CBDC is the end of everything as we know it if we let it come in, I still think that's a true statement, but also I think digital ID occupies an equal position.
I know with Ukraine, it seemed like what a funny thing to focus on. Your country's being invaded. You're trying not to get assassinated. You're flying over the world, trying to get people's kids, I mean, money. And then all of a sudden, all the world is your oyster. Come to Ukraine, bring all your weapons, test them, bring your manufacturing, build here in Ukraine. Oh, and technological guys, bring all your stuff too. We've created a digital ID system. The world's real first digital ID system. Why Ukraine? Why? Why there?
Well, I know why Ukraine. There's multitude of reasons. Number one, to drain military assets from America so we can't defend ourselves. It's about destroying America. It's to keep us from fighting a long-term war with China, Russia, whoever else. And also, too, they've drained the oil reserves, which has an accompanying effect of keeping us from fighting a prolonged war. I did a piece on this the other day, Doug, on Rumble. Biden's treason has set us up to lose a war with China because China controls rare earth minerals. And rare earth minerals are, I couldn't believe how much they're in. They're in night vision, 9 tons of rare earth minerals in every nuclear submarine. Patriot missiles, rare earth, the F-35, rare earth minerals. I mean, basically, our entire defense structure depends on this, and China controls 90% of the world's market. And what little bit of mining we do of rare earth in our country, we have to send it to China for processing. All they got to do is cut us off and destroy our first line of defense so we can't replenish our weapon supplies. And we're expending it in Ukraine. So you ask me the question, why Ukraine? Ukraine's part of this two-edged sword. Now, there's a real interesting deal there. There's a city in northern Nevada near the Oregon border, Wamuka, I believe it's called. And they have the largest lithium supply in the world. Now, don't you think, given world politics, that the government would be throwing $1 trillion into developing this, right? They're not. This is all private enterprise, and the Biden mining regulations are getting in the way.
Well, didn't Biden need all the lithium for all of his electric vehicles that are going to bring down the grid themselves?
I think we're looking at BS reasons to subjugate us under climate change hoax. That's
Of
what it,
course.
yeah. I don't think they're serious about electric vehicles,
No.
or let's put it this way. Elon Musk would be the top of the pecking order for where federal government money goes.
It's the electric vehicle thing. So I was still in the government when we started to adopt electric vehicles, and we only had like two or three per station. I personally, I never drove them one, and I think talking to some of my counterparts now, police vehicles for the government are going to start to be switched out gas with electric vehicles. Okay. When the grid goes down, when you deploy us to these disaster zones, where am I going to charge my vehicle? Remember Katrina? We had guys that literally had to hump in with their gear into New Orleans because there was no gas. There was no gas. They had to get gas from the military, from civilians, just to make it there. So already, it's not about electric vehicles. There's something in there with the laws, the regulations, the moving around of money, the propping up of these companies to enrich themselves. That is the scheme. It has nothing to do with, every person in America having to force sell their vehicles back to the government to have an electric vehicle, because the grid can't sustain that. And they know that. And they know that every household can't afford to switch over to that. So what it's really about, that diabolical scheme you mentioned, is this fake whole, save the planet while we wage wars with nuclear weapons left and right, and chemical weapons and biological weapons. The whole ploy is to weaken us. Weaken us. You can't have an American economy that's storming, up and running, machine shops running, fabrication shops running, gun shops running, ranches that are feeding everybody, 18-wheelers plowing through everything to deliver goods, and good old Americans going back and forth to work or to respond to events when Russia or China invades.
Bingo. Yeah, you're
You got
absolutely
to
right.
have all the processing plants be hampered because, oh, hey, no more petroleum making because we're trying to save the planet. I know China's coming to invade and you only got a week's worth of fuel. Enjoy fighting over that because they're going down into their bunkers, right? That's what they tell themselves. We'll go down in our bunkers and we'll survive.
I think the Biden administration will relocate to Beijing when it starts.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
They will be surrounded by divisions of military, and it will be an entire city state amongst itself. It's the Hunger Games. They're telling you in their stupid movies what to expect. This movie Civil War that's coming out, the movie that Obama made about grid down and white people are the bad guys. To a racist, he would think like that. So they're telling you this is the future. Hate your fellow American, enjoy eating bugs. You didn't build it, you didn't create it, and you don't own it. The American government gets to tell you what to do and how to live, and hurry up and wait. Right? That's what they expect your future to be, and they want you to be complacent enough to just not pay attention to what they're doing. That's what they want. Here's football, don't watch what we're doing. Here's an active shooter, don't watch what we're doing. Here's a war, don't watch what we're doing. That is the distraction device that I keep talking about. This government, this reprobate government, has turned on the people, and it dares the people to do something about it. You can't even agree upon what church to go to. You think you're going to go after the federal government? You
I hear
people
you, Doug.
will fight over football games. Look at the Eagles fans.
I know. I hear you. I hear you. Listen, you're. Oh, I'm sorry. You're making me laugh, but it's true. Okay, so perversion's going to continue. Social credit, CBDC, and digital ID will become more of a threat. Last question here. We got about 2 minutes to answer this. Are the banks going down? And if so, what percentage would you guess?
I'm still waiting on when the banks no longer have tellers. That's what I'm waiting on.
You're right
I
about
think
that. You're right
I
about
think
that.
eventually the banking system is going to be limited to you only have like four or five options. And the government will control every one of that, just like China. And then the United States government, like Beijing, can cut off the entire supply of money to everybody. That's why stuff like Cash App and all these other little apps where you can share money back and forth, that'll all get outlawed. You'll be forced to delete all that. You won't be able to do your tax returns with all that. They'll kill those services. That's why they'll kill Rumble. And YouTube will only have people playing video games, stuff with perverts on it, and cats playing pianos and dogs
Yeah,
walking backwards. There's your future.
Zelensky
Oh,
playing the
and
piano with
aliens.
his organ.
Yeah.
I'm glad you drowned me out on that last comment. Probably wasn't the most appropriate thing I ever said.
Oh,
Well,
Zelensky.
we're flat. We're almost out of time here, but we've hit a broad spectrum here. Ladies and gentlemen, I would categorize what Doug has said here tonight as more of the same on steroids.
It's going to get biblical.
More of the same on steroids. I totally agree with you. Ladies and gentlemen, redemption in the Lord, protection in the Lord, and you put your faith in politicians, well, good luck to you. I'll pray for you. Doug, tell people how they can follow you.
American Vindictus Show, YouTube, Rumble. Please make sure you go over to the Rumble channel and also subscribe over there. We're on GS Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern time frame, Monday to Friday.
Yep.
And thecommonsenseshow.com.tv. Make sure you're subscribed to all these things. We don't know how long we're going to be here. All right. So train, prep, pray, all that good stuff. But make sure you are following the news so that you will not be caught unawares.
I agree. I agree. And our shelf life is short because the UN's taking over the internet. We're seeing evidence of this in Europe now, and it's going to come here. The FCC has been totally compromised. And eventually, they're going to take everything off the internet that they don't want. And I'll tell you, I'll make a prediction here very quickly before we close. The reason they're censoring people, and I believe this, Glenn Beck believes this, and Dan Bongino believes this, is because they're programming AI through social media to take over with a blend towards transhumanism. And they don't want AI trained by people like you and I. They don't want to hear anything like what we have to say. Okay, anyway, on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of this predictive broadcast. And where you can comment on this, depending on where you're seeing this, Please leave us your comments, your thoughts. Feel free to reach out to us. But I'm going to tell you this, if you're not preparing food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, tools, and so forth, you're preparing to be subjugated by your government, dependent on them for your food. And I think you know how well that's going to work. Can you say Beetle Burger? That's all I have to say, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. And Doug, thanks for the predictions. Let's hope we're both dead wrong. I just fear we're not. Good night, everybody.